Is the King. Welcome to the program tonight. We appreciate you tuning in here this Friday the 12th of August 2022. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the program. Thank you for being part of this live service for people who even don't even have a church to go to. So haven't been able to find one in this day and hour. Many are compromising and becoming so worldly and compromising their beliefs, and it's sad that it's hard to find good churches nowadays. So we have it here on the Blog Talk Radio for you tonight. Anyway, we're going to open up with some news here as we start the program tonight. Episcopal Church denomination completely sells out to trans agenda. That's right, this denomination of Episcopalian, which to me sounds like a lizard name anyway, but no, I understand it. Episcopal Church, a resolution was passed supporting sex changes at all ages, affirms that all Episcopalians should be able to partake in gender-affirming care with no restrictions on movement, autonomy, or timing. So that's where they sold out. That's sad to hear. Government database reveals 10,000% increase in cancer reports due to COVID vaccines. Well, they're not proven vaccines, and they're not safe. And a lot of people have died, and we're not done with that death toll yet. I'm sure many more will before this is all over with. Will it ever be over with? Yes, it will. Jesus is coming, folks. Not going to go on forever. This world is coming to its end as we have known it. It already has come to the end as we have known it, right? There's things that are happening now that never happened before in our lifetimes, but they perhaps have happened before in the world to some degree. Maybe not with the modern technology, but nevertheless, it has taken place before. President Trump urges, release the documents now related to un-American, unwarranted raid on his home. Produce the warrants, too. If they really have all this against him, he says, release it now. He wants to see it. Show me what you got. gay married couple charged with using their adopted children for child porn in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. How many times is it going to happen to innocent children? The two boys were used in child porn films. These two men who supposedly legally married used their two boys that they adopted to produce child porn films. And so at least they got arrested for that. I mean, that's not an acceptable thing. An 80-year-old grandmother is banned from the YMCA in Townsend, Washington, after complaining about a man changing clothes in the girls' locker room. She complained the man was in the locker room watching the little girl change. Well, that's disgusting. I would pull my little girl out of there if she was in there with a man watching her. That would be absolutely evil. And but yet they sided with the man who was supposedly a transgender, whatever, so he could be in the girls' locker room and be pervert. Jury orders Alex Jones to pay $45.2 million in Sandy Hook case. Who are they going to go after next? Flour mill in Oregon burns to the ground. Lots of grain just lost in that fire. I wonder if that was another done on purpose fire. I don't know. So just sad to see all these things happening. Planned Parenthood abortion mill spent unprecedented amount of money on lobbying after the Roe versus Wade. What are they doing? Panic spending to try to make sure the babies keep being able to be killed somehow or another in the Democrat states or whatever, the states that still allow abortion to take place. Yeah, you've probably heard that Olivia Newton-John, dead at 73 this week. She claimed to be of a Christian persuasion. She had expressed views in the past that align with elements of mysticism, though. She also produced music which have a Jewish mysticism background, as seen in the Kabbalah. So is she born again? Was she born again before she passed on? Well, I think only God knows that for sure, but nevertheless, she said she prayed for her daughter to find God. Been praying for her daughter for years to find God. Whatever that means in her mind, in Olivia's mind, I don't know. But regardless, anyway, I hope she was saved, and so I hope that she'll be in the kingdom of heaven, in the eternal kingdom. Now, this is a weird story. A pastor murdered by his wife in Oklahoma. According to Christy, the wife, her husband, Pastor David Evans, sexually abused her for years, forcing for her to have sex with 50 to 100 men over the years. That's what she says in court, anyway. And the pastor is 50 years old. He was sleeping in his bed when he was shot with his own gun by a 21-year-old Cahill Square, who was Christy Evans' secret lover, with the gun that Christy left for him outside the unlocked back door. So she's behind the murder, obviously, and she confessed to it later. But earlier that day, the pastor had preached a sermon at Harmony Church in Ada, Oklahoma, on spiritual warfare. So, are any of her accusations true, or is it her excuse for having him killed? The prosecutor told Christy she is a very good liar. Well, I don't know if that's she was lying or not, if there was some truth to this or partial truth or whatever. I do know that it said that the pastor had a $250,000 life insurance, of which out of the Christy had promised this her boyfriend a brand new car for doing what he did, killing her husband. So what's going on here? She then went and pleaded guilty later to first-degree murder and turned herself in after, I don't know how many days, but due to, she said, to her guilt. And so on the very day of his murder, Christy claimed that she had had sex with her husband two times. I mean, a lot of this is weird, but anyway, I don't know. But maybe, I mean, there are pastors out there. I mean, I've ministered to people that want to have sex five times a day. I mean, that's overly much that they were having sex five or six times a day. There are people that would do it constantly. There are people that, you know, just really, they got some demons of unclean sexual spirits that just drive them and cause them to do things that are not good for them and not spiritually healthy for their lives. But anyway, won't get into that today. That's the last item I was going to share on the news today, so we want to move on. I want to welcome everybody to the program here on this 12th day of August, and this coming week will be mid-month, actually, Tuesday, halfway through the month of August, and then things are going to start cooling off here in Montana. That's right, but they don't seem to be cooling off in this world. I mean, we need Jesus to show up, and I believe he is going to show up. I don't think that the demons are going to have the last word here. And I really believe that Jesus is going to show up mightily for his church, and people are going to see it, and they're going to want to reject what he does because they hate God, and they're in the cahoots with Satan, the god of this world, the ungodly. They're in cahoots with him. They joined him. They sold their soul to him. They sold out to the devil of what the devil wants. They sold out to filthy lucre. That's right. People do anything for money nowadays. It's amazing the stories I hear about people doing anything for money, basically. Now, that is a tragic thing in itself because they're losing their soul. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil, and there's no doubt about that. The love of it, not having money, not using money, that's not the root of evil, but loving wealth. Politicians sell out for wealth. Doctors sell out for wealth. Preachers sell out for wealth. It's amazing to me how many people sell out for money. And I think in the days ahead, we'll see even more selling out for money. Because it's not over yet, and there's going to be a lot of people bought off. They're being bought off now. They'll be bought off later. And money and sex are some of the things that are used to buy people off and to control them. So, yeah, we are definitely in the last days, the days before the return of Jesus in the clouds of glory, where they will cry out for the rocks to fall upon them because they can't stand seeing that they were wrong. And they followed the devil instead of Jesus, and their ways are so wicked, they won't be able to face purity. They won't be able to face the pure King of Kings and Lord of Lords as he comes in the cloud of glory because they have rejected him. But my prayer is that every one of these people would receive Jesus Christ, that every one of these people that have given themselves over to Satan right now will give themselves over to Jesus. They would wake up out of their blindness and stupor and come to the knowledge of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and give their lives and their spirits to him and be born again. Oh, that would happen. Unlikely, though, but hey, if we pray that it does. God is not willing that any perish. So I'm not willing that they perish. I'd like to see them born again. But it looks like that probably won't happen for most of them. But it would be nice and awesome to see them get born again. Anyway, we're moving on here. I want to open up in prayer tonight, and we will pray for the wicked to be saved. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we pray for the lost, the wicked in this world to come to know Jesus. We pray for conviction upon them, that they would turn from their wicked ways, that they would turn to Jesus and renounce Satan and embrace the Lord God Almighty. We pray for those that are blinded by Satan to come out of their blindness and receive the Lord and receive grace and mercy. Pray that people will wake up before it's too late. But Father, we don't know how long these people have to live. But Lord, we do pray before their life is over that they would come to know Jesus, and preferably right away, the sooner the better, Lord, so their lives will not be wasted in the service of the wicked one. Lord, if there be people that are related to any of us that are not saved, that are serving the devil, Father, that they would come to know you as well, Father, before their time is up on this earth. Lord, we know the time is short, but that people live just a short little life in comparison to eternity. So, Lord, we pray that their eyes would be open and they would come to the feet of Jesus and cry out and believe in him and turn from their sins and their wicked ways, Father. And we thank you for these miracles of salvation, Lord. We thank you for every miracle of salvation, that people are still coming to know you this day and this hour. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for many more as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for so many coming to you, Father. And Lord, we ask you to bless our time together here tonight, Father. We just bind the wicked one in Jesus' name. We bind Satan and his forces of evil and say, no, devil. You can't have us. You can't have this program. You can't have the things of God. You can't block the things of God from us. We receive freely the things of heaven and the authority of heaven. We walk in it, and we bind you with it in Jesus' name, and we apply the blood against you, devil. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And we give the glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness and truth. Thank you, Lord, for letting the program come in better than it did last week. It had some attack on the program last week. Couldn't seem to get a good sound coming out. But from what I understand, it's better tonight. So praise the Lord. And so we just thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, for ministering to every listener tonight and encouraging them and teaching them and showing them things that will bless them. Thank you that the Spirit of God will speak to them, Father. They will hear you directing and instructing and teaching them. We praise you for that tonight. We praise you for your goodness and grace. We praise you for the forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Thank you for that tonight, Father. Thank you that we stand clean before the Lord. We have no fear of condemnation. We have no fear of punishment. You bore our punishment on the cross, and we don't need to bear it. We're not going to bear it, even though some religious people will try to bear it and are trying to bear it today because of spiritual ignorance. Father, we thank you that we're not spiritually ignorant, but we're spiritually wise, Father, and growing wiser by the day, Lord. And we call things that are not as though we are, as though they are. If we're sick in the body, we call ourselves healthy in our body. Amen. If our loved ones are lost, we call them saved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If we don't have enough to pay our bills, we call the money there in Jesus' name to pay the bills. We're calling things that are not as though they are, Father. We can do that. We have the authority to do it. You told us in the Word of God to call things that are not as though they are. And that's how it has to happen for it to take place, Father. We thank you for that in Jesus' name, and we give you the glory for working mightily in each of us today, Father. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of the manifestation of the glory of God. And there'll be much more, of course, but we thank you that it's manifesting now, Father, and it will continue to manifest until you return and even more after your return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, bless every listener. Encourage them tonight and strengthen them spiritually today. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get into the Word of God tonight. We take off into this powerful message on the empowerment of grace. The empowerment of grace. I tell you, a lot of times, and I know I've had some Christians tell me this before, they wouldn't tell it openly, but I've had them tell me there must be more to the Christian life than this. Something is just unfulfilled. Something is not happening. What's going on? And most Christians, like I say, they wouldn't say this out loud because they would not want to be looked upon like in a funny way, right? But perhaps they've thought it. Perhaps they've pushed it away because couldn't face the question or the thought of how could I think like that? And why would one think such a thing as this? Well, the ones who go there are those who seek to find their fulfillment many times in religious performance, or what I call performance-based Christianity. And that, of course, will never bring you fulfillment. And regardless of a person's past particular brand or vein of Christianity or religion, religion can never satisfy them. Religion can never satisfy one's deepest longing. It can never satisfy your deepest longings in life. Religion can't do it, but I tell you what can. A relationship can. But see, religion drains a person. A religious person is so driven. They're a driven person. A religious person can be a mean person because religion doesn't make them loving, gentle, kind, because it doesn't have the power within it to do that. Only Jesus has the power. The Holy Spirit has the power to bring that to pass. But a religious person can be critical and dogmatic. They can be unteachable. You know, I am not a religious person, but I've seen plenty of them in my lifetime. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them, met a lot of them, and interacted with a lot of them, but no. Not me. Not me. I don't want it. I learned that religion is not it. It is a relationship with Jesus. It is a relationship with the Father that what really, really is living the Christian life. That's really it. That's what it's all about. It's about relationship. It's not about a religion. It's not about performance. It's not about doing more for God and trying to just make him pleased with you. He's already pleased with you. You don't have to do any more to get him pleased. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. There's an inward renewing take place when we're not living in that religious spirit, letting that religious spirit operate in us. You know, I'm being renewed day by day. Why can't one do that? Why can't a person that's living under religion live free? Well, because let me define religion first of all. Okay, let's define religion. Man's or women's expectations of themselves and others to please God. Legalism, not grace. Keeping laws not imposed by God, but one thinks that they're imposed of God and that God expects one to do them. And person's attempt to please God, keeping Old Testament law, and simply put, it's just a human performance. Performance, thinking it's what God wants, thinking it's what pleases God, when God never ordered it up. He never ordered that. He never called out a person to do that to please him. He never needed that. He didn't expect that. But man, out of humankind, out of his carnal Adamic nature, trying and wanting to become godly. Well, it isn't going to happen out of your carnal, Adamic human nature anyway, because this will always produce condemnation in a sense of falling short. Why? Because it's always going to be, you know, a performance thing. It's always going to be from the wrong tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And even though you're doing the good of the tree, it's still the wrong tree, and it'll always be the wrong tree. It looks good. It smells good. It may even taste good. It looked like God, but it's the wrong tree. The tree of life is what we should be feeding on, and the tree of life is Jesus. And if it's Jesus, it's the tree of grace. Why is that? Well, because it says in John chapter 1, that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So let's just read it here, John 1. I've read it to you before, but let me just read it to you. John 1:16 and 17. And of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Not more law, not more legalism, not keeping the Old Testament. No. Jesus is grace, and he brings grace. His fullness is grace, folks. And religion will always dress up and clean up the outward. That's what the Pharisees did. And then people believe that they have what they think they have, but they really don't have what they think they have, because it's just the outward. It's just dressing up something. But inward, it's not allowing grace to reign, not allowing Jesus to reign and rule in a person's life. So they create dreams and prophetic words, yeah, to confirm to themselves that they're something they are not. So modern-day Pharisees is what we have, clean on the outside. Want to impress everybody, look at me on Sunday, look, but hey, all messed up on the inside, full of devils on the inside, full of all kinds of, you know, works and performance-based Christianity, trying to do it, earn their way to God, please God on their own ability. It never worked, never will. Jeremiah 23:16. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophet that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord saith, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Verse 25 also. It says, I have heard what the prophets say, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. You think any of that's going on still today? Of course it is. So many are living on false or fleshly created premises, false prophecies, fleshly given prophecies to fleshly received prophecies. Where is the spirit? My words are spirit and truth. That's what Jesus said. So we need to quit building on the Adamic nature, which is insecure all the time, most of the time anyway, unless they think they're doing good from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they think God is suddenly pleased with them because of their good work. Yeah. So the Adamic nature, they build up the Adamic nature, which, again, is so insecure, but it does nothing for them spiritually. Maybe this example will help you see it. You know, Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He knew they were only doing what they could not help doing. Now, do you think that after Jesus said, Father, forgive them, that they will ever be held accountable for nailing him to the cross? Or not according to religion. Oh, they got to pay, they got to pay, they got to pay for crucifying Jesus. But what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. It would be as if they'd never been done if they're truly forgiven. That's what forgiveness is, but that's grace. But, of course, they will still, many of them, go to hell because they never believed on Jesus Christ. And so they would, you know, they never received the Lord. Had never received the Lord. But maybe that sin won't be there against them because it is forgiven, because Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. But see, a religion, a religious spirit won't let you accept that kind of forgiveness. Oh, no, no, they're going to hell right off. They crucified him. Yeah, you think that somebody who crucified the Lord couldn't be saved? You think that somebody who crucified the Lord couldn't be forgiven? You think that Judas, if he wouldn't have went out and done in the flesh, killed himself, hung himself, you think he could have been saved if he would have went to Jesus and cried out and said, forgive me, I've been a thief and a robber of the fund of the ministry all these years, and I've been in it for selfish purposes? Do you think that he could have been saved? Of course he could. Of course he could, but no, he just took things in the flesh and the demons ministered to him and he killed himself. Yeah, so he definitely continued to keep the son of perdition title because that's what he fulfilled. Yeah. No. Evil must be paid for. Good must be rewarded. That's what religion says. But that's Old Testament law. That's not grace. Now, God is good. How many know God is good? But good is not always God. You think about that? Good is not always God, folks. Now, God is always good because there's none good but God. And so those that are trying to live from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they're doing it from that tree, then they're not doing it from the good of God. They're doing it from the tree that Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat of in the garden, but they went and did it anyway. And now that people are still living from that tree, and yeah, there's some good things they do, you know. That's nice that they're doing good things. It's nice that they're going out and doing all these wonderful works. But the Bible says that, hey, on that day you say, well, I did all this good in your name, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. That's a bad condition to be in, isn't it? Hmm? So good could be a natural characteristic of our Adamic human carnal nature. Why is that? Because the tree Adam and Eve ate of was both good and evil, both. Both came out of that tree. But life didn't come out of that tree. Jesus is the tree of life. So they were still partaking of the wrong tree, and in a sense, they were partaking of death because it was the forbidden tree. And it couldn't produce life like Jesus could, the right tree, the tree of life. Jesus said, if you eat of me, you will never die. Yeah, you will live of me. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, when we eat of Jesus, we become what he is. What is the natural law? Is that you become what you eat. Huh? So if you eat of Jesus, you're going to become what he is. You're going to eat of a tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to become like that tree. But no, if you eat of Jesus, you become what you eat. You are what you eat. He is grace and truth. You don't become God himself, but you become like him. See, when we eat of the tree of life, we're going to receive grace and truth. We're going to receive grace in our life and truth. Grace is everything we have need of to live a victorious, overcoming Christian life in this world and then go be with him forever. Whatever that fully looked like, we don't know the whole picture, but we have some glimpses through the Word of God into what it's going to be like. But we don't have the whole picture, and there are many who claim that they do. They had a vision, but no, many of those visions were not given by God. Some of them were given by Satan. Some of them were given by God. I'm not saying that they all weren't. I'm just saying, you know, we can't depend on somebody's vision. We have to depend on the Word of God and Jesus. We are saved by his life, and it says in Romans, he is the tree of life. He is grace, so we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God, not something attained through our Adamic carnal works nature and trying to earn our way to heaven. It doesn't come that way. We're not saved by our actions or our conduct. We're saved by believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing him with our mouth. That's it. Not by trying to walk in a certain way or make a number of certain conditions or use certain methods or principles or ways to live. That if we don't do it that way, we're not saved. If we don't live that way, we're not saved. If we don't talk a certain way, we're not saved. No, we're saved by his life and only by his life and faith in that life. Jesus gave us a measure of faith, so it's not something you can produce in the first place. It's something that he already put in you. The measure of faith is you to get saved by. And faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word. The more you hear the word of God, the more that faith is going to grow. The more that faith is going to rise up to receive signs, wonders, and miracles and deliverances. And the glory of God will be manifested in your life. And the anointing, we will walk in that anointing. God wants us all to walk in the anointing all the time. I mean, it's there. It's available. Yeah. So, saved by his life. Adam must die. Jesus must live. That's the simple gospel. His life in us. It's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 8:7. Let's read a little more here about these things. because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, though today, if he be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brother, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, see, by the power of the Spirit we change, mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. See, the Spirit of God, we do it through the Spirit. We can't do it through religion and spirits of religion, demons, religious devils. That is what's activating so many people to live, and they think they're okay when they're not okay. And these spirits condemn them when they don't live a certain way and act a certain way. I don't have that going on. Are you beginning to see why Christians say there must be more than this? Maybe because they're living under the ministration of some religious spirits of the tree of knowledge of the good and evil instead of the tree of life. So there must be more than this. Well, there is more than this. There's the tree of life that you need to be feeding on all the time. There is more than that. And it's because they're not living in the more right now. Because the Spirit is not doing the living, they still are doing the living. And it's not us to do the living. It's for the Spirit of God to do the living and moving. In Him we live and move and have our being, see? Yes, hallelujah. They think that they must attain to something that has already been attained for them. We already got all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's already ours. We just need to receive them. They're there. But they think that through religious works they can attain and religious performance they can attain these things that have already been given. They're already given. We don't have to earn them. We just receive them. Receive, 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 receive. Learn to be a receiver. Amen. Amen. You cannot attain by self-effort what has already been given to you by grace. How do you think that you can ever get it by your self-effort? How do you think it ever can be attained by your self-effort? That's why self-help books help so little, because the title ought to be a dead giveaway. Listen, so what are they called? Self-help books. That's why they help so little, because it isn't Jesus doing it. You're trying to do what they advise you to do. It doesn't work. See, that's God's department. Grace means divine favor freely given, no strings attached. Amen. Notice what it said in verse 11 here. It says, but the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Notice what it says there. What is it saying there? The Spirit is already dwelling in you. Well, listen, if you had the spirit of Alexander Graham Bell, you couldn't help but create telephones, right? Or if you had if Wilbur and Orville Wright's spirit, if their spirit filled you, you'd crave flying and be given over to making airplanes. I mean, you'd be thrilled by the motivation in you, and you'd want to express it. Well, the true good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ dwelleth in you by the Holy Spirit. And if you allow him and you let Adam die, you will express Jesus. You will express his nature. You will express the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, because these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in you, as we just read in Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. The same Spirit dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why does he dwell in you? How is he allowed to dwell in you? Because of grace. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Sin is no longer your dominion master. Sin doesn't rule over you anymore. Demons don't rule over you. They may still be attached to you. Paul even said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But they don't have the rulership unless you give them the rulership. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. See, if you're living under the law, going back under the Old Testament law, going back under religious performance, sin will rule over you. It'll still have dominion over you. But sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Under grace, sin does not have the dominion over you any longer. You better live like that, because that's the truth. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And if you're living in grace, sin doesn't have dominion over you. Sin doesn't have dominion over me. It doesn't mean you never sin. It just means it doesn't have dominion over you. It's not dominating you like it used to. I mean, sinners do what sinners do all the time, because sinners are full of the law. They're full of living under the law, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, and they just do what sinners do because that's what they are. They're sinners. But I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm a saint. And if you're born again, you're a saint. And you need to find out what being a saint means, to start living like a saint and not living like a, you know, a religious person who's trying to earn their way to God and religious perform to get their way to God and make God pleased with him. Hey, God's already pleased with me. I don't have to do anything to make him pleased with me. He is pleased with me because I'm his son and I'm in Christ. Amen. Amen. And he's filled me. His spirit is dwelling in me. See, you're filled with grace. We read grace upon grace in John. We read it a minute ago. Grace upon grace. And see, you will be energized by the spirit of the one who is in you, and you will animate him, and you will express him, and you will be a manifestation of Christ in the earth. Amen. And it might not be what religion thinks he looks like either. You got to find what he looks like in the Word of God. Jesus is revealed in the Word what he really looks like. Religion has put a face on him that's not his true face, okay? And it has people trying to attain some position that really is unattainable by the way they're trying to get it. It never can be attained. But you just live in Jesus and you attain it. Live in grace. It's all yours right now. The real thing. Not what somebody's interpreted to mean, interpreted the relationship with God to mean, but no, the real thing. The kingdom of God is not a harsh kingdom of rules and punishment, but of relationship. That's what it is to their own. I'm not talking about to the world. Remember, the wrath of God is coming, but it's not coming to me. The Bible says, for we are not appointed unto wrath. See, because we're not going to get the wrath of God. The people who reject Jesus, God has no choice but to pour out his wrath upon them because they rejected the only way there is to salvation. And they may be very religious people, but they rejected the true way, and they're not going to make it. And they will suffer the wrath of God ultimately. But we have a building, growing relationship with Jesus. As Paul said, when he was asked about whether right or wrong to eat this or drink that, he responded that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Remember that in Romans 14? And when they were talking about food and stuff, but is it wrong to do this, wrong to eat this, wrong to eat that? Should we do this, do that? And he just nailed it right there, right off in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So stop that, folks. Stop it. You know, it's not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom is. It's not, oh, I better not eat this, or I better eat this, or I better, you know, yeah, we shouldn't offend a weak brother and eat it in front of them, but it's not going to stop me from eating something if I'm clear with it in grace. I mean, it's not do's and don'ts, but it's Jesus Christ. Being intimate with Jesus is going to cause you to behave differently. That's right, because we become what he is by partaking of him, and life becomes the greatest of adventures that there is because Jesus is living through us, and we truly experience grace in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We truly experience grace. Amen, because we're not living under religious spirits and their control and their influence. A lot of people are born again, but they're living under the influence of religious spirits. They're even dominated at times by religious spirits because they've subjected themselves. They think that's the way they're supposed to live. They're supposed to live in subjection to these religious spirits because they think, well, that's the way God is. He's religious. He's like the spirits that are directing me. No, I'm sorry. That's not grace and truth. That's works. That's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the emptiness there. That's why you're feeling, oh, there's got to be more than this. Well, there is more than that. I'm telling you what more there is. It's an adventure when you live life that way. Amen. Let grace energize you right now. Because there's an energizing of grace through the power of God. There's an anointing that we can live in and from and continue to live in and operate from and function from all the days of our lives. And some people say, oh, well, I don't believe it that way because we can't just do whatever we want. But see, you don't want to do whatever you want because you're not living from you anymore. It's Christ that liveth in me. See, it's not, well, I could just go sin. I can do all kinds of things because I'm living in grace. No, that's not at all true. Less and less you could do what you want because it's not you that live, but it's Christ that liveth in you. And the life that you now live is living by the faith of the Son of God. See? It's Jesus in me. And Jesus isn't going to go around sinning all the time. Jesus isn't going to be going around controlled by sins and devils and doing all that stuff all the time. No, he's not. So the Jesus in you isn't gonna live that way. Now, you might fall into sin, into temptation, and live that way at some time. You might fall and sin. You understand what I'm saying? But no, when grace abounds, sin should not abound at all in your life. You understand me? See, no, that's not all there is. There's so much more to the Christian life than you've experienced. Do you want it? Take it. Live in grace right now. Start right now. Living in grace. Start it right now. Be energized by it. Be empowered by it. Let it be quickened by the grace right now. Say, Jesus, quicken me by your grace. I no longer will try to earn this and try to work for it. I'm just going to receive it right now. Quicken me by your grace, Lord. Just take it right now, Lord. I take the grace of God right now. I live in grace right now. I'm energized by grace right now. See, there is the energizing of grace and the anointing of grace. We need to walk in a powerful anointing today, the anointing of grace. You know, the power, the same power to raise Jesus from the dead dwells in us. See, that anointing of grace, grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ. We have an evil enemy today. And we must walk in a powerful anointing of grace and truth to overcome this enemy every day because we're in spiritual battle all the time. I mean, maybe not constant, but every day we face a spiritual conflict. And that's why we need strong anointing. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. That's why we need the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in us and quickening us and making us alive. Because the devil's living in death and we're living in life, and life overcomes death. See, so we can overcome the power of the wicked one when we walk this way, folks. Because the enemy, yeah, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have true life anymore, not the true life that he once had before he fell. And this is an evil enemy. And it appears that wickedness ruled this wicked world. And the wicked just get more wicked in these last days that we're living in. And unless they get saved and they're separated to God, they are appointed unto the wrath of God. If they reject Jesus and grace, there is no more offering for their sins. There is nothing else that could save them. Not good work, not eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and eating just the good. Like, I'm just eating the good, God. I'm saved me, Lord. I just eat the good. No, you're in the wrong tree, and the wrong tree will never bring salvation. Only the tree of life can bring life. Only the tree of life can bring life. Amen. Amen. And so if they reject Jesus and grace and the tree of life, then there's no more offering for this, and there's no more hope for them. But you know, it's not too late yet. But it's almost too late because the hour is late. We're almost to the midnight hour. And we're almost to where Jesus is going to wrap this thing up here. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that day. The culture is highly demonized, and the heart of man, the heart of people is desperately wicked unless it has the Holy Spirit living in our spirit. Unless the Holy Spirit is living in their spirit, the heart of man is desperately wicked. The heart is connected to the spirit from the soul. And we must learn that walking strong in Jesus and grace and truth will see us through these latter days that we're living in. I am sure of that. I am sure that I know we're going to get through this. I know that I hear all the people saying, we better do this, we better do this, we better get ready, we better get ready. And sure, there's nothing wrong with getting ready in the natural for having a food supply and stock it up, preserving things. But hey, you could do all that and you're not ready spiritually. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it because they're going after you spiritually. They're going after God. They don't want you having God. And if you're just walking around in religion, you may be born again, but that's not enough. It's enough to be saved, but it's not enough to get you through these days that we're living in. You need to be full of Jesus. Let's look at this in a little bit different way, too. Let's look at it this way, too. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches, right? See, there are two types of life for a Christian. Which one are you living today? Which one are you excelling at? What are these two kinds of life? What are these two kinds of life, the natural and the spiritual life? See, if you're living in the natural Adamic life here, if you're living in that natural Adamic life, I want to give you the word of the Lord about that, okay? If you're living in the natural Adamic, here's God's word about that. Look at Ephesians 5:14. Let me get this out right to you. Ephesians 5:14. It says, wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepeth and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Because that's where a lot of the church is still today. They haven't woken up yet. They're still living. I mean, listen to Caleb and some of these Christian channels. They're not awakened yet. They're just talking like everything's just going to go on the same way it's always gone on. No, it's not going to go on the same way it's always gone on. Christians today more than ever need to have their minds renewed to see the difference between the natural and the spiritual life. And if you're living in the spiritual life, you're going to see things to come. You're going to know some things. God's going to reveal things to you. Amen. But in the natural, if you're living in a natural Adamic life, you may get some things, but it'll come out of a religious spirit. It'll come out, and it won't necessarily be God, okay? And you can be, you know, very religious and read your Bible every day and do all kinds of good works on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but it isn't going to be the energized life. It isn't going to be the anointed life that you could have if you just live from grace and truth, okay? That's right. So we need to get it in us that the good news of the gospel is not a gospel of works or religious performance. It's not about what you have to do after you get saved. It's about making the natural man, it's not about making the natural man or life better. It's not about that. I'm reading all those self-help books. I'll just make myself better. I'll just become a better person. See, the good news of the gospel is He begins to live instead of you. That's the good news. It's Christ that liveth in me. See, that's the good news. It's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Listen, there is no amount of self-fixing or works that can make this happen. There's no amount of self-help books that can make it happen. It's a work of the Holy Spirit within you. And I want to give you a key here. Look at Psalm 68:1. Psalm 68:1. Says here, let God arise. Let God, everybody say it out loud. Let God arise in me. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Somebody's going to flee, folks, before us, before God in us, that is. Hallelujah. See, when God is always, if he is allowed to arise within us, what's going to happen? His enemies will be scattered. The enemies of God will be scattered. They that hate him will flee before him. Because, listen, they ain't got anything compared to God. They don't have anything compared to Jesus. Come on, folks. They may think they have so much. They may think they're in control. The devil little pawns out there think they're in control and they're serving the winner. No, they're serving the loser. They're serving the losers because the devil's already lost. He lost 2,000 years ago. He's just being allowed to live it out a little longer. But, hey, we have the authority over him. Let's use it. Let's use it. Remember, the flesh is at enmity with God, so that that enemy will be defeated when we allow God to arise within us. See, I think that's one of the problems. God isn't being allowed to arise in most Christians today. He's not being allowed to arise. That's why the enemy's not being defeated. But if we let God arise in us, if we let him rise up and be God in us and live the God life through us, the enemy, oh, he's going to be scattered. He's going to be defeated. He's not going to prevail. The enemy will be defeated. Are you still demon and flesh ruled today? Or have you allowed the arising of Jesus in you? Listen, every one of us here listening to the program has been called to walk in his true nature. What is that true nature? To live as a spiritual being, not a natural, carnal, Adamic, fleshly being any longer. No longer ruled by the flesh and the demons that are attached there. We are called to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, you work out your salvation not by natural means and methods, but by sitting at the feet of Jesus like Mary did, learning to hear his voice and then letting him live his life through you. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Let me give you a scripture here, John 15. Let's go over there, Luke, John 15, verse 4 through 6. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you could do what? You could do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, here's the key to living as a spiritual person. If you learn at his feet to abide in him, his life, his character will be produced in you. It will be. You will walk in the anointing of God. You will walk in the power of God. But if you look at a vine with branches, they all appear like one, don't they? I mean, take a look at one. The branch is connected to and a vital part of the vine. They are one. Jesus said in the word that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So we're connected to the vine and we are one spirit. God and man are not two anymore. We are one. That's what we need to know. Spiritually, you are one with him. He that is joined to the Lord, again, one spirit. You will feel separated from him much of the time because of the fall, because of your ever awareness of your flesh and Adamic nature, and because of religious spirits that you allow to minister to you. You might feel that way, but you don't live by your feelings. We live by faith. And the scripture says that the branch and the vine are one. That's what we accept. That's what we believe. That's what we know. I don't care what else is happening. This is the fact. Okay? So what is true? Your carnal inclinations or the scripture? Which one are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. Amen? The very life that flows through the vine flows through the branches as well. Jesus said, if we abide in him, we will bear much fruit. What is the fruit? The fruit is the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, all the fruit of the Spirit. See, by abiding in him, the Spirit abides in us. And he produces the fruit. And God is glorified when we bear much fruit. When Jesus manifests fruit through the Holy Spirit through us, God is glorified. He's not glorified when you go out there and do all your religious good work that you're doing from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That doesn't glorify him. He's glorified when the Holy Spirit is allowed to work his fruit through you. That's right. That's right. Scripturally, what is fruit? Your fruit is not all the people you witness to. Okay, there's no scripture for that. Your fruit is the nature and the character of the vine, of Jesus, of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's the reproduction of God growing in you. Love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, long-suffering, temperance, meekness. See? When you're really connected to the vine, these attributes are going to manifest in you, and you won't have to try to work them by natural, work them up by those natural fleshly means and abilities, eating from the tree of knowledge of good, the good. Yeah, trying to work up some good in your life, do some good thing. The best way to see if you're abiding in him is the fruit that you are producing. And I dare say it today, that much of a church today is not abiding in the vine, but it is in the fire. What does the Bible say? If you don't bear fruit, you're thrown into the fire. The fire is the word pure, P-U-R, to purify and burn the junk out of you, the refiner's fire. So if you're still producing bitterness and unforgiveness, you got bitterness and unforgiveness in your life. If you're still manifesting those things, if you're still manifesting a bunch of lust, if you're still manifesting sexual sin and lying and cheating and stealing, if you're still manifesting unforgiveness and still holding on to resentment against somebody, if you're purposely accusing and slandering a brother or sister, you are not abiding in him. You've been thrown into, you're going to be thrown into the fire. If you're worried and in anxiety and fear about tomorrow and the things that are coming on the earth, you are not abiding. You are, if you're angry all the time, you don't have any patience, and you're not abiding. You're manifesting demons. Come on, test yourself and see where you're at today. If you're in fear all the time and not resting in his fruit of peace, you're not abiding in the vine. The Bible says, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, but I give you peace, and my peace passes understanding, right? The peace that passes all understanding. See, these things are in Adam, not in Christ. These things that I'm talking about, if you're living in fear, you're not living in, that's not Christ. Jesus said, fear not. So when these negative things of Adam come up and rise up in us, what do we need to do? We need to turn away from Adam and turn to Christ in us. We need to turn to Jesus. Demons are not in Christ. They are in Adam. They're not in your spirit. They're in Adam. And if you're holding resentment against somebody, maybe you can't help it, see? But you can make a choice to forgive them and turn to Jesus and get deliverance from those resentments and those bitterness. And turn to Jesus for his life in you to swallow up all that resentment too and to cast those demons out. You can choose regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of what demons are manifesting. You can choose. You may have rage inside of you for someone. You may be angry at someone. You can look at that rage and you could stand against it in Christ and make a choice to be long-suffering with that person, and you can cast that demon or get that demon cast out of you and get out of agreement with that demon. Huh? You can do that. Your feelings of Adam may be going wild, but you can choose to turn away from those feelings and look with the eyes of faith and grace and truth and choose to forgive. To say, I choose to forgive so-and-so. If you have ought against somebody right now, just say, I choose to forgive them. I'm not going to live this way any longer. That's right. That's right. You choose it. It's an act of your will. Where are those feelings coming from anyway? You think they're coming from God? The feelings of resentment, of feelings of anger, bitterness towards somebody, the feelings of hatred towards someone? You might not like somebody in the natural, but you're going to have to make a choice knowing that God is love, and so I choose to love them. Oh, yeah, you may not have anything more to do with them, but you choose to love them, okay? You choose to stand against those rampant feelings of dislike for that person or those people, whatever it may be. See, we need to understand that every sin and every transgression was forgiven on the cross. Even what they did to you. Even how these persons might have hurt you. Even how they might have destroyed you and hurt your feelings and trampled all over you. That's right. It was forgiven on the cross. Maybe they didn't receive that forgiveness because they haven't received Christ. But maybe they're Christians too. Sometimes Christians have ought against other Christians. And they're forgiven too. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Through the work on the cross, I'm going to have to see Christ in you, Christ in those people. You must see Christ in them if they're saved, that is. They may not be saved, but if they are, look what it says here in verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth of the branch and withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Does this mean you're going to hell? No. Realize that many, if not most Christians, maybe you too, are in the fire. What is the fire? The word for the fire is pure. Strong's word number 4442, pure, P-U-R. We get our English word purity, pure, purify, from this Greek word here. Okay? So you need to understand that you might be in the fire being purified. We're thrown into the fire. Is God busy throwing Christians into the fire? Is God busy throwing Christians into hell? No, he's not. He doesn't throw. This is talking about those who are in the vine. And you have to be put in a fire. Right? Purify. Right? If you are a Christian and you are not abiding in the vine, if you are producing Christ, hatefulness, bitterness, anger, and criticizing one another, and producing the works of the flesh, then you will be thrown into the fire, the refiner's fire. Remember the song, Refiner's Fire. Purify me, Lord, right? A lot of folks in the fires today, okay, in the purifying fire, so that you can come forth as pure gold with the nature of God instead of the nature of the flesh. See, that's what the fire is for, is to burn up the garbage and, of course, deliver and be part of that fire. But you have to want that stuff out as you first. So you have to go into the fire until you hate it. You hate those demons. You hate those things of the flesh. You hate that you yield to that and you are letting them dominate your life. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for putting us into the fire when necessary so that we can come forth as gold and we can produce fruit again. The Holy Spirit can come forth in us to abide in the vine and to abide in his presence. That's right. His anointing. Are you abiding in his presence today? Are you abiding in the anointing? Is his presence? In his presence, we experience the love of the Father. Are you experiencing the love of the Father? We turn away from the presence of Adam, the Adamic, the flesh rule of the carnal mind, to the rule of the Holy Spirit. The rule of the Spirit is love, pure love. God is love. And we can live in that love. See, when the love of God rules, you will love others too. When the flesh rules, you will serve demons and their wills. And a lot of Christians are doing that today. And probably all of us there that are listening have done that at a time or another. Right? So which will you live today, the spirit life or the natural life? It's your choice. You want to be thrown into the fire? You want to be cast into the fire and burned until you come forth like gold? Choose the spirit. Choose life, not death. Choose not to let a bunch of demons rule you and have their way with you all the time. You need to let your God arise in you and use your God-given keys, your authority, binding and loosing. Behold, I've given you the keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heaven, in the spiritual heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, in the heaven will be loosed in the earth. Right? Amen. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in the heaven. So why does this seem not to work for so many today? Well, I bound and I loose, nothing happened. Well, it's a lack of spiritual maturity. Do you give the keys to a nuclear arsenal to a child? No, you give it to a mature person, one who has grown up, one who has some spiritual maturity, one who has the Holy Spirit ruling their lives. And we all have the authority, but many have not the wisdom and the knowledge to use it. See? So we need to grow up into Christ in grace to walk in our full authority today and that anointing today so we could use it effectively to bind and loose the keys that God has already given to us that might just be dangling by our side on a keychain. Hey, they need to be you. See, there's much more for you today, but some are yet babes who have need of milk again, but not strong meat. See, we need those who can walk in the strong meat anointing. In this time and season that we're living in, where are they? Now, if you're a child, you've been only born again a little while, maybe you ain't going to walk at some of this yet. But you will come to the place where you do if you'll grow up into him. But hey, if you have the wisdom and knowledge to do, and the anointing of the Spirit to walk in it, walk in it. It's yours. God's given it to you, and you already possess it, whether you're using it or not, whether you're even able to use it or not. It's there, and you own it. It's been given to you in God. Yes, we need those with the strong anointing. Where are they? Lord, bring forth your mighty men and women, your mighty end time army. Now's the time for the mighty end time army to show up and rise up and be the army that God called you to be today. What are you waiting for? Mighty men and women of God, show up and show yourself power that's in you. Show yourself strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But the end time army must, look at Romans 13, end time army must, and let's answer it with this scripture, Romans 13, 11 and 12, it must, and that now knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. It's time to cast off the works of darkness, folks. Some of you don't believe you're doing any works of darkness, but if you've hidden your talent, you are because you've given place to darkness. Remember what Jesus told the one who hid his talent, depart from me. So hiding what God has given you and put in you is the same as darkness, right? See, we've said it's too hard, it's too much darkness, it's too difficult, this world is so dark, it's so evil around me. Forget it, it must not work. You cast away your armor and your faith, your grace and your truth. See, the degree that you give up in any area, that's the degree you are defeated in that area. Don't give up in any area, saint. Don't give up in any area, saint. Faith doesn't quit. It keeps believing no matter what the circumstances are. Are you tired of the bad days? Well, start believing and warring for better days in the spirit. By the Spirit, see? We do it by the Spirit. We live from God, not for God. We do it from the Lord, by the Lord, from his anointing, from his grace and truth. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, in this area, it's easy to faint when things are bad, it looks bad, and the days look bad, to just quit, to just give up, to get the idea, hey, things are never going to change, people will never change, I'll never change, nothing's ever going to change. David started feeling this way, King David. I mean, man, when you look around you, you feel like justified and given up. After all, you tried for so long, you've walked the walk so long, and hey, that's right, that's the problem, you tried. But what are you doing when you look around? Your eyes are off the one you should have your eyes on. Therefore, your faith is more in what you see around you than what you see in you, the Jesus in you. Yeah, so that's the problem today. Too many people are looking around. All the stuff is going on around them, and they're not looking at the Jesus in you, letting God arise up in them, that the enemies of God then will be scattered. The things will begin to turn around in your life because you got your eyes back on where they belong. And so the people, a lot of their faith is around what they see around them more than what they see in them. And who's abiding in them? Who is abiding in you, by the way? It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. He lives in you. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God because God dwells in you right now if you're born again. David said, I'd have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in Psalm 27:13. He started believing again. Otherwise, he would have fainted just like many Christians have fainted today. They fainted because they weren't believing they're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, they fainted because they were giving up because things look so bad, and things can look pretty bad at times. The enemy can come in, oh, man, like a flood. He can come in with all kinds of garbage, and it looked like it isn't going to work out. It looked like God isn't anywhere to be found. But David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, don't faint. Keep believing. See, it's time you again start believing for the goodness of the Lord in your life. Yes, in your situation. Too many disappointments. Oh, yeah. Too many disappointments. We've all had too many disappointments. But, hey, the race is not over yet either. We're still running the race. We haven't let go. Have you let go? If you've let go, it's time to take hold again, not let go. Because the race is not over yet. Your attitude will determine the outcome of the rest of your life. Like I've heard it said, and I've said it too, your attitude determines your altitude in God. A bitter, hurt attitude, unforgiving attitude, heading for a crash. That's right. Letting the demons have their way with you. You're headed for a crash. That's right. Blaming the Lord for stuff that happens in life. A lot of people do that too. They're blaming God. Oh, it's God's fault this happened to me. It's God's fault I'm going through this. Bah, 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 bah. You're whining. Stop your whining. Turn away from that. Oh, man. We're in a war, friends. This war is fierce. And it's increasing in intensity, and it's only going to continue to increase in intensity until Jesus comes. Look around you. It doesn't take much to see the battle and the evil going on. It's happening more and more and more, especially since this COVID thing. Hey, it started at 9/11. The things were being clamped down and more and more and more, and now they're being clamped down even more. And the devil's manifesting his wares more and more and more. And yet some don't see it and they don't understand it. And maybe they're part of it. Lord, help them to get out of being part of it. Okay? Yeah. The only way you can win in this war is to walk by faith and to war by faith. From grace and from the position of Jesus living through you. Amen. The only way we're going to win. We can't win on our own ability. Our own ability is not enough. Remember, we read the scripture. Without him, we can do nothing. We better remember that. It's him doing it through us. That's how we prevail. Matthew 16:19, it says here, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. So you got to remember your authority. What have you bound and what have you loosed lately? Have you bound and loosed anything today, or are you so bound by the lies of the devil that you don't even bind anything anymore? You're so bound up yourself. The devil's got you all bound up. How are you going to bind anything like that? How are you going to loose anything like that? You're all bound up in the chains of demons. You let them control your life. You're not standing up and fighting anymore. What happened to you? Why are you letting that take place in you? You're so bound by the lies of the devil and the lies of this world, you don't even fight anymore. You better get on your fighting armor again. You better put on the whole armor of God. Don't ever take them off again. And if you don't fight, you could lose your health, your family, your finances, your peace, your joy, your walk with God, everything. You got to fight. We're in warfare. We are the soldiers of the Lord, end time army. We're end time overcomers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of a testimony. Amen. And we love not our life unto the death. He that loses his life shall find it. He that findeth his life shall lose it. Right? We remember those scriptures? Oh, yeah, this is all-out warfare right now. All-out warfare. And we got to recognize where we're fighting from, though. If you don't recognize where you're fighting from, you're sure to lose the battle. We're fighting from a place of victory. We're fighting from the place seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're fighting from our spirit where the Holy Spirit, the King of the universe, is dwelling. Yes. Hallelujah. You got to recognize where you're fighting from. If you know where you're fighting from, you know what kind of fight you're going to have before it even begins. You know you're the winner, not the loser. You know you're the overcomer, not the overcome. So how do we fight? We fight by believing in the power of our weapons, the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down a stronghold. Notice it, through God, everything through God and from God. It all came from him. It's not through John Kyle. It's not through Julie so-and-so or Jerry so-and-so. No, it's through God. It's from God. And if you don't believe they will accomplish anything, then you won't win the fight, okay? And you won't even probably fight in the first place if you don't believe they're going to accomplish anything. If you don't believe what the scripture says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, you got to believe it. We fight by believing in the one behind the power. Jesus is behind all the power that we have. We walk in power, fresh oil, anointing from heaven. We walk in it. We have it available. You may not be walking in it right now, but you can anyway. You can walk in it. I should put it that way. You have it. It's available, and you can walk in it, whether you're doing it or not. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be his name, right? We know where he is, and we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. We're seated in the power source. Our power comes from the throne of God, and we have God dwelling in us, and we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. And we're one with God, and we have what God has. He's given it to us. He's given us the authority to use it. He's given us the power over these demons of the flesh, these demons of the soul. Oh, yeah, our Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you must know them as love. Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they're love, they're comforters, they're victors. That's right. The Father God loves you. Jesus is the victor. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. And if you know them as hard and mean and judging you and out to get you and destroy you, hurt you, correct you all the time, you have another yoke. And it's not the yoke of the easy one that God promised. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You got a yoke of bondage going on. You got legalism going on. Come on. Let's go to Galatians as we start to close this out. Give you a few more scriptures here tonight as we close. Power, power, power in the truth. You must know the truth. The truth will set you free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What's he talking about? Going back under the law. When you start living in grace and you go back under the law, you're entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The whole world lies in wickedness. They live under the yoke of the law. We're not going to go back and live under the yoke of that law again. We're not going to be entangled again, it said. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You came out, and Paul said, who has bewitched you, he said in Galatians chapter 3, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth and crucified among you? This only what I learned of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect, going back under the law in the flesh? Going back under the law, being tangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Galatians 3 tells us that. Don't go back under legalism when you come out of legalism. Don't go back under the yoke of bondage when you come out of the yoke of religion and the bondage of the old covenant law. Holiness is not legalism. It is faith and his changing power and grace. His never changing power and grace, right? But changing for you. Because he wants to change you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He wants to mold you, make you into his image. You got to let him do it, though. You got to yield to him and allow his power to work in you mightily. That's what Paul said. His power worketh in me mightily. Isn't that Paul that said that? I think it was. Anyway, allow him to do what you cannot do for you. That's right. The changing power of God. He will change you to change what you cannot change. By what? Yielding yourself by faith to him. So we fight by allowing the Holy Spirit to show us what is still in us that holds us back from our place that we need to be in God, our destiny in God, if you have it, and the rest of God and God's best. Yeah, you may still have a whole lot of demons that you still need deliverance from, and maybe you don't even know it. Maybe you do know it, but I tell you what, I know that this is the cause that I've seen so many Christians slip away because of their demons, okay? I've seen so many. They make excuses. The enemy gets to some so bad because he still has something in you, right? He still has something in you. What did Jesus say about that? What did he say in John 14:30? He said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Has nothing in me. We really have to get to where the enemy doesn't have anything in us. And we know in our spirit he doesn't. But that soulish area, yeah, we need some deliverance there. Got to get rid of that stuff in the fleshly area. That's right. Remember, we're body, soul, and spirit. Things that still hang on to the body and soul do sometimes hold us back. And so, therefore, we need to get deliverance from those things that are holding us back. We need to deal with them. We need to come cast them out in Jesus' name, right? Jealousy, inadequacy, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, hurt, rejection, lust, fear of failure, unbelief, all these things. We must cast off these works of darkness through deliverance, through the casting out of these things. See, grace includes deliverance, folks. You got to know that. And grace and truth came through Jesus. What did Jesus do? He went around casting out devils and healing the sick. That's what grace did. That's what grace does today. Heal the sick, cast out devils, and lead people to the good news of the gospel. Still going on today. And it came through Jesus. It didn't come through Old Testament law. There's no salvation in that because nobody could keep the law perfectly. Everybody falls short of the glory of God. Everybody sinned and fell short. There is not one perfect man that didn't break the law. That's why Jesus had to come. So let's get out of agreement with that which has us bound. That's right. Then change and deliverance can proceed. We're going to hate the evil and love the God. Love good. God is good. Remember, there's none good but God. And so let's love God, hate the evil, hate sin, hate the darkness, and love, and love God. Because God is love, right? God is love. No one ever loved you like God loved you. That's for sure. And no one ever will love you like God loves you. Unless they're loving you with the love of God, right? That's the only way we can really love anybody properly anyway, is love them with the love of the Lord. Otherwise, were we really loving them anyway? Because perfect love casts out fear, right? Where is that perfect love? Is that in a lot of believers or is it not in a lot of believers? Well, I don't think it's in a lot of believers because they're still walking around in a lot of fear, fear of judgment, fear of torment, fear of condemnation, fear God's going to get them. But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has torment. But this fear, we don't live in that kind of fear anymore. I'm not being tormented. I know Jesus has forgiven me. I know the blood of Jesus washing me from all sins. Do you know that? You better know it. How are you going to live in this time when there's so much condemnation coming from everywhere if you don't know that? I know it. You need to know it. Amen. Amen. And then we can walk as we know. We can walk in what we know, and we walk in the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. If we walk in what we know, we can do that. But how many know that not every believer walks that way? How many know that not every believer knows that they have demons? Not every believer walks in the knowledge and truth of this grace and truth. Many of them walk under law and legalism, but we need to get out of that. We need to run from that. We need to reject that. It's so easy to eat of the wrong tree and live in legalism. So easy to do that today. But let's reject that. Let's run from that. Let's live in grace and truth. Always live in grace and truth. That's the way a new covenant believer is called to live, folks. In the love of God, the love of God, not the hatred and the anger and the wrath of God. We're not appointed under that. That's not for us. It's not us anymore. No. That's the world, the wicked. They're appointed to the wrath of God. They're going to suffer the wrath of God, not you, not me. Thank you, Jesus. Let's reject those religious spirits today. Let's reject that legalism. Let's reject the law as being a means of righteousness. It's not a means to get to God. It's not. Jesus is the way to get to the Father. There's no man coming to the Father but through me, he said. You don't come through the law. You don't come through the works of the flesh. You don't come through religion. You come through Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus is everything. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He gets all the glory. Amen? All the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, today. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to us and giving him to us, Lord, for our salvation, Lord. Thank you for that. You are good to us. We praise you for being so good to us. Praise you, Lord, that we belong to you. We have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What greater price has ever been paid in the history of the world that's never been paid anything like that? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God for each and every believer that listens to the program, that knows you, Father. Oh, praise God for our relationship with you. We're just going to keep on praising you. In Jesus' name, bless our time of deliverance coming up in a few moments here. Lord, bless it and deliver people and set them free. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, and yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road, companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load, and with undying sympathy you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your
Yes, it is. I love that song. His love is beyond compare. There's nothing compares to his love. Nothing compares to that. Praise you that we abide in that love right now. Praise God. The devil hadn't got nothing on us. Because we abide in his love. So we abide in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of your wings. Amen. So these demons are going to have to obey and come out tonight, because we have the authority over them. And if you have bitterness towards somebody, we want to get rid of that tonight. If you have anger, resentment towards somebody, unforgiveness towards somebody, we want to get rid of that tonight. We want to renounce that and get rid of it. Yay, yay, yay. Let's get rid of it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God that you serve the Lord 50 years. Praise God for that. What an awesome thing. You've been following Jesus for 50 years and believe in deliverance too. Awesome. Well, praise God. Been in this walk a long time, right? And yeah, I've been in it a long time too. I thank God for my salvation. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like being born again, knowing the one that lives in you. Now, I didn't always live it as free as I live today, because again, I had some legalism in my early days I had to overcome. I tried to do it myself sometimes, and even though I was born again. But thank God I got out from under the law, and I'm living in grace and truth. And that's where it's got to be, man, for it to work right. I mean, no wonder you're frustrated if you're living in law and legalism and trying to earn your way, trying to do it yourself in any way, shape, or form. That kind of sabotages your walk, keeps you from the fullness of God. All right, anyway, let's go ahead and get on with some deliverance, right? Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your comment there. Thank you, sister, for your comments. And said that song made her cry. Appreciate that. And, yeah, it's an awesome song. And Jesus is awesome. Praise God. Let's get rid of the anger here, the bitterness, okay? We come against that right now. You just renounce it. Just say, I renounce all anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and command it to leave me now. In Jesus' name, I don't want any part of you. Yeah, we've all been done wrong, right? We've all been mistreated. We've all had people that we don't like that were wrong to us, and people that we'd rather not have anything to do with. And maybe you don't have to have anything to do with them, but still you have to forgive them. So if we let in spirits, we need to get rid of them. Unforgiveness, you come out right now. Come out right now. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All that unforgiveness. You renounce that unforgiveness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All that unforgiveness. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. All the way out. If you've allowed it to become bitterness, you come out. Bitterness, come out. Come out, bitterness, in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them, and let them go. Bitterness, come out. Come out, all bitterness. Come out, 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 come out. Oh, yeah, I said that a window fell on my arm last week, but it's all gone now. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. And the brother we prayed for last week that said had hurt his head, hit his head, a concussion, no more pain in his head, he said. Heard an email that he had no more pain in his head. Praise the Lord for that. Thank God for healing testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming out of there. Bitterness, go, 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 all the way out. Keep coming out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Up and out of there in Jesus' name. Up and out of there in Jesus' name. Go, go, we cast you out. All that bitterness, go. In the name of Jesus, loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go all the way out. Come on. All those spirits, go, go, go. All that bitterness, go all the way, all the way. All that anger towards somebody, anger towards somebody. You got to come out. Come out. We don't need to go around carrying that anger all the time, being angry and having hatefulness toward them and unforgettable bitterness. Come out, anger. Come out all the way out. Come out all the way out. Come out, anger. Come out, anger. Come out, anger. Come out in Jesus' name all the way out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out in Jesus' name. Come out, anger. Come out, anger. All the way, all the way, all the way. Out, 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 out. Come out, come out, come out. All that anger. All that anger. Come out now. Up and out. All the way. All the way out. Sometimes it'll come out as phlegm. Sometimes it'll be coughing it out. Sometimes you breathe it out. You yawn it out. Yell it out. Just let it go. All that anger, all that rage, come out. All that anger, all that rage, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Keep going. Hatred, come out. Hatred. Bitter hatred for someone. Come out. Come out. Hatred for men. Maybe you hate men. You're a woman and you hate men. Or maybe you hate women. You're a man and you hate women. You've been done wrong by women. Come out. The hatred for men. Hatred for women. Come out. 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 All the way. Angel, chase these things and sword them. Out all the way out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Every one of those. Hatred spirits, hatred for men, hatred for mother, hatred for father, hatred for relative, hatred for someone who abused you. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All those hatred spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, we are talking to you, demon. Angel, sword those demons right now. Sword them. You got to go. Sword them in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all the way out. We have authority over you, and we cast you out in Jesus' name. If you don't believe we have authority over you, you should listen to the message. We have authority over demons, folks, and you need to know that. You know, beyond a shadow of any doubt that you have authority over the demons and they're subject to you. The spirits are subject to us, amen? That's what the Bible said. So if the spirits are subject to us, there's no reason for not getting deliverance unless you just kind of want to hold on to those demons for some reason. I guess some people, they do. They just kind of want to hold on to their demons. But you come out of there right now. For those who don't want to hold on to them, come out. 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 We cast you out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. All that anxiety, anxiousness about life, anxiousness about the future of our country, anxiousness about all that's going on in America right now and in the world. All that anxiousness. Hey, put it in the hand of Jesus. He got it all in his hand anyway. So you listen, what are you fretting about? That's probably a demon that's got you fretting. It's got you, yeah, well, we see all this happening. Well, yeah, but you're going to be moved by the word or by your eyes or what you see, feel, taste, touch, and hear. What are you going to be moved by? Come on out of there. All that anxiety, anxiousness about the world, anxiousness about the future, anxiety, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it through all that? Come out, come out, come out. I bind you. Come out, 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 come out of there. All that anxiety, anxiousness, come out. Come out, anxiousness, come out, come out, anxiety, come out, come out, come out, worry. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, go. We apply the blood against you, demons. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out. All the way out. That worry warts beer. Worrying about the future. Worrying about your family. Worrying about people. Come out. All the way out. Come out, worry. Worry. Come out of there, all the worry. Come out, all the way out. All the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all that meanness, maybe you have a mean spirit. Somebody said, you're mean-spirited. Well, yeah, that's what the Mormons said to me when I was witnessing to them and telling them the truth. So that was inaccurate, right? And some people may use that word to manipulate you. But if you do have a real mean spirit and somehow you're a mean person, we command that meanness, the curse to be broken and the demons to come out. Come out of there, out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All those meanness demons, that mean devils, come out. Makes you want to be mean to people. Makes you want to be mean, a mean person. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that meanness, that mean spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. Jesus' name, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, all the way out. All that meanness, go, 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 all the way out. Come out, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Keep going, all the way out. Keep going out. All that meanness, gotta go. Maybe you thought of ending your life, suicide spirit, come out. In Jesus' name, go. Spirit of death, suicide, death wish, come out, come out, come out, death desire, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 all the way. Thank you for correcting that. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Keep going. All the way. All the way. Go. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Suicide. Death. Come out. Come out. Death wish. Death desire. Come out. 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 Self-abuse. You've abused yourself. Come out. All that self-abuse. Come out. In Jesus' name. Self-abuse. Abusing yourself. Go. Oh, I sinned, so I got to mistreat myself. No, Jesus carried your sin. You don't have to carry it too. Come out of there, all the way out. All that abuse, self-abuse, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Disrespectful spirit, you come out. You don't respect others, come out. All that disrespectful spirit, come out. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Go, go, go. Disrespect, you come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out now. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go. Disrespectful, come out. Disrespectful, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, disrespectful spirit. Come out, the sad spirit, the melancholy spirit. Come out, sadness, spirit of sadness. Come out, spirit of sadness, sad all the time. Come out, all the way out, that sadness. I rebuke that sad spirit. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All that spirit of sadness, go. In Jesus' name, come out, spirit of sadness. Come out, in Jesus' name. Melancholy, come out, 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 all the way out, come out, come out, melancholy, sadness, come out, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 all the way out. We break ungodly soul ties, spirits, right now. Soul ties with people who mistreated you, soul ties with ex-wives, ex-husbands, or different ex-bosses, or whoever you were soul tied to. Mistreated you, was bad for you, brought you down, messed with you, whatever it may be. We break and cut and sever those soul ties. Send the angels to cut and sever and break those soul ties in Jesus' name with former sexual partners or sin partners or ungodly friends. We just cut and sever those soul ties in the name of Jesus. Command the demons that are there because of the soul ties to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, if you're not married to the one that you lost your virginity to, we break the soul tie with that person as well. In Jesus' name, we break that soul tie with the person that you committed your first sexual sin with and committed fornication with. You come out of there, or adultery, whatever it may have been. Come out, come out, come out, and we break that soul tie. Command the demons to go in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus against those spirits. Come out. We cut, sever soul ties. We sever them for permanently in Jesus' name. And you'll never go back into soul tie with that individual again. In Jesus' name. And be in bondage. In Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All trauma come out. Trauma from fighting with your husband or wife. Trauma from being in an accident, hurting yourself. Come out. All trauma from being mistreated and abused growing up. All trauma come out, 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 all the way out. All those trauma spirits, we break the trauma of those incidents, those events. Come out of there, all that trauma. Come out, 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 come out. Everybody probably has had some kind of traumatic event in their lifetime. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, go, go. Maybe many traumatic events come out in their lifetime. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out. All that trauma. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All those spirits that make you hold on to the past. Holding on to the past spirits. You just can't seem to forget and forgive yourself. You hold on to the past. Come out, keeps coming up in your mind. Come out, all that past, holding on to the past. The Bible says, forgetting those things that lie behind, pressing on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Keep going out, out, all the way out in Jesus' name. Holding on to the past. Holding on to the past. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, go. Spirit of poor me, spirit. You come out. Poor me, spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Self-pity, poor me. However that works in your life, we command that spirit to be bound and come out in the name of Jesus right now. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Come out. Angel, chase and sword and persecute that spirit. Come out. Poor me, spirit. Come out. All that poor me, spirit. Come out. 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 Self-pity, too. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way up. All the way out. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out. That poor me spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus against you, demon, and come out of there. Out, 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 all the way out. Come on out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Poor me, go. All that poor me. Come out, poor me. Come out in Jesus' name. Poor me. How bad I got it. I'm all alone. Poor me. I don't have a wife. Don't have a husband. Poor me. Poor me. Come out, come out, come out. All that poor me. Poor me, look what I've gone through in life. Look at what I get. This happened to me, that happened to me. Come out, all the way out. I bind you. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We break your curses and command that spirit to go all the way out. All the way out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name above every name, you have to bow your knee, demon, and go. All the way out. All the way out. Spirit of compromise, you come out. Spirit of compromise, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of procrastination, you come out. Putting things off and not get things done. Yeah, you come out. I was so busy last week, I didn't get the newsletters out. I tried, but man, I was so busy this week. And so I will work on getting them out this coming week, that's for sure. But I rebuke that. You know, I'm going to get them out in Jesus' name. Just busy, busy, busy. Come out of there all the way out. Keep going all the way out. So I apologize for not getting them out. It's going to go out this next week. Yep, in Jesus' name. So keep coming out of there all the way out, all the way out. Go, go. Procrastination all the way out. All the way out, all spirits of procrastination, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of fear of the darkness, you come out. Fear of the darkness, you come out of there, all the way out. Fear of the dark, fear of the darkness, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out. Come out, all spirits of compromise, you go through, come out in Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way, you have to go, go, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, keep moving out of there, all the way out, spirit of cursing and profanity, you go, spirit of cursing and profanity, you have to go all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, go, go, cursing, profanity, come out. We rebuke that profanity, come out, in Jesus' name, foul mouth, go, in Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. That's what the Word of God says. So we just rebuke corrupt communication, command it to come out in Jesus' name, all that corrupt communication, foul mouth communication, profanity communication, go. In the name of Jesus right now. The name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Thank you for this deliverance tonight. Seal it to the people who received it, the recipients of deliverance tonight, that you would seal this deliverance to them. They would be able to keep it of God, walk it out, and continue to get more. We thank you for that. We thank you for every listener. Ask your blessing on their life. Ask your encouragement, that you would encourage them, that you would heal their body. They would walk in health, and they would walk in a blessing and the fresh oil anointing from you, Father, and the grace and truth, Father. We praise you for these things. We thank you for the time that we've had together in Jesus' name, and we appreciate your moving here in our midst, Father, tonight. Thank you that you're real. Thank you that your power is real and visible and seen and felt, and not all the time felt, but many times felt and many times seen and many times not seen. But no, nevertheless, it is manifesting, and we thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for manifesting your power in one way or another in our lives, and we love you for it and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening tonight. The Lord bless you. You stay cool now. If it's hot where you've been living, pray you be cool. All right. Well, we will see you next week. God bless each of you. Bye. Amen. Yeah, that's calling you into my life. That's the title of that song. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're good, Lord. Yeah. Praise God for what you're doing, Lord. Thank God for change in our lives. Thank God for working in us mightily. And you never leave us nor forsake us. It's a good work you're doing in us. A good work. And you promised to keep doing that good work until the day of your return. And so I just thank you that you're doing it. We all need change. Can't be afraid of it. Can't reject it. When the Lord wants to throw us into the fire, it may not be pleasant, but you know what? It's not forever. That fire will burn us and purify us, and we'll come forth as gold. In other words, we'll come forth with the divine nature there where it was the carnal nature. We can come forth as gold. Only God can do something like that. Turn the carnal nature into divine nature and change us. I mean, it wasn't the carnal nature. I mean, put his nature in place of it, in other words. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you. He's going to work things out for you. I'm certain of that. And I know that, you know, you might not always feel like he's working in your life. But listen, we don't live by feeling. We live by knowing that God's doing a good work in us. See, we know it. We know that we know that we know. We don't have to hope that he's doing it. See, because if he said it in his word, it's so. Right? He said it in his word, and we have a lot that he said in the word that's good. I mean, look at the better covenant, the new covenant that we have. Nothing like it, man. Nothing like it, brothers and sisters. It's nothing like what we've been given. It's just nobody, no human being could come up with such a thing. You know it's God when you come up with something like that. Man would have works and conditions attached and all kinds of things. He just said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Wow. And yet it's so hard for so many to do that. We look at our loved ones and say, man, it's so easy, and you're just running so hard from God. You need to stop that running. You need to stop that running and come to Jesus now. What are you waiting for? You know, your life is going downhill. You know, I hear these testimonies of people's children and how their life is going downhill. One lady is telling me her daughter got tattooed all over and living with a guy with tattoos all over him and getting more tattoos, and they had a couple of children through with each other, and they're just jacking up, not even married, and wonder why life is such a mess for them. Huh? Yeah. Why is life such a mess for them? Because they're serving the devil, and it's so simple. They could come from serving the devil to follow with Jesus. Man, so easy. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be saved. And my wife reminded somebody this week, it says, you and your house shall be saved. Right? For one was wondering about their family. What am I going to do about my family being lost? And my wife reminded him, it says, you and your house. So listen, don't claim just you. Claim your whole household that'll get saved. All of them. Every one of them in Jesus' name. Claim them. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. He's got his eye on you. He's watching over you. Trust him. Amen. God has kept you this long, and he's going to keep you the rest of your course. You're not finished yet. Keep on walking the walk. Keep on talking the talk, because God's grace is there for you, and it's sufficient. It's more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, folks. We love you, and thank you for being here tonight. The Lord bless you and encourage you this next week and protect you in all of your ways. You're in my prayers. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go now. We're going to sign out. Appreciate you hanging around here for a little afterglow here. A little bit of just sharing some stuff here. And, brothers, Lord be with you and all the
the troopers you work with. And praise God for what he's doing in your life and their life. And we're all a work in progress, no matter how long we are along the way. We're still a work in progress. God's still working on us all. So, hey, let's just be patient with ourselves as he works. Don't get impatient and put yourself down. Don't do that. Just know that God's still working on us, and he's not impatient. He's very patient. Like, where do you think we can get patience from? He has it to give to us. Amen. So, yeah, just let him do his work. He loves us. He's going to finish the work in his timing, his way, his place, his time, and it'll all work out. All right. Well, God bless you. Love you. Good night now.